Okay, it is nice to be back. I hope everybody had a nice Bein HaZmanim. I was in America, so I was not able to do the recording, but it's nice to be back in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem. I hope everyone's having a nice Elul Zman, and hopefully now we're going to pick up continuing with Maseches Kiddushin. So we are holding on the bottom of Vav Amud Beis with the words of Amar Rava. So the Gemara is going to talk about different ways of giving Kiddushin, which isn't the normal standard way of doing it. So now Rava's Mechadish, a very interesting halacha over here. Tein mana l'ploni, ve'kadish l'cha. So generally, right, the Mekadesh is the one who's giving it to the woman who's Miskadesh, she gets married through that way. Rava is talking about a completely different thing, is that you give it to a third person, not to the woman herself, and that even that, the woman is Miskadeshes with that. So he gave the money for that, so the person went and gave the person to that person, and when he gave that money, he said to the Isha, Hiskad Shili. That's what he says. He says, Hiskad Shili. Then the lacha is mekudeshes medin ariv, that the way we see by an ariv is meshabed himself to pay of another person. So here too, you're paying another person. So here, the Gemara is learning out that woman also, even though she's not necessarily keeping the money, is going to be miskadeshes. So the Gemara says ariv laf afagav de lamaita neladei kamashabed nafshe. So we see by an ariv that when I am agreeing fundamentally to pay for on your behalf. And I'm not gaining anything by that. So here also, Haita Tsunami, this Isha Alpagav de Lamaita Neliade, she is not getting usage of this money because she gave it to somebody else. Kamishtabe Maknanasha. Still, she is Maknan herself to the Mikadesh, that money that she gave to the other person. And therefore, we have this halacha of Ariv, and therefore, the Kedushin is in fact Chal. And it's important to note that when it comes to these two cases of Kiddushin and the Lachas of Ariv, you need an Esinas Mamon in order for this to be Chal, in order for the transaction to be Chal with regards to a Arvus, right? If you don't have any money lent, then there's nothing done. So you need an Esinas Maos, and so do by Kiddushin. So therefore, Rava is making the comparison between the two cases over here. So just like when it comes to the Nesinas Kesef, when it comes to giving over the money by the Love, she's Meshabedes as the Ariv, so then, to pay off the chov, because the malveh gives the kesef to the loveh on the fact that the ariv is going to pay back. So too by kiddushin, the isha's nicknames to the mekadesh once she gives the person once he gives the person the money to the third party on the condition that the woman had accepted it. So that is the din over here. There's a lot more lambdas. So no time to get into it about the yesod of Arayah of Tosfos and Bava Tzion has a famous idea about this, and the Ritva has a famous machlokas. Okay, but that is the Japashim shot over here of what's going on. So now the Gemara says, what about a different case? This is also a fascinating case. If a person sends a messenger to a woman, and the shaliach gives a mana to the isha, and he says, Heilach mana viskachi leploni. So he says, go get here's this money. And go be miskatshi to the mishaleach, the person who sent you. So the person has to say who it is. He has to agree that he wants to marry her. So obviously you have to agree to that. So mikudeshes, she's mikudeshes to the mishaleach. If he knows, obviously knowing that he is, who knows? She knows. He knows who it is. Even though the kesef that she got was not his, medin eved knani, because the din that we see by eved knani, that he can be freed by another person who is not his money. So too over here, we're learning that the eved knani is kona es atzum yad adonav from this money of another person. So too over here, the same halacha. So the Gemara says, eved knani laf agav de lo kachasher velo midi kakanai nafshe. We see this halacha by an eved knani that he's kona es atzum bekesef. He's kona himself with money, and he goes to cheres even though he didn't lose any amount on his own, meaning someone else paid for him. So to hear over here, hi gavra nami, this person that he sent the shaliach to give, he sent the messenger to give the kesef on his behalf, afagav de lo kachaser velo midei, even though he's not losing any money of kedushin, kakanele lahai itasa. He is being kona this woman through the mamon, that through the money that he is giving to the shaliach. So that is also, again, and there's a fundamental machlokas about this as well, that the giving over of the money, the way that many Rishonim understand, the Rosh and others, is that the giving over the money on the other person is ki'ilu that the person himself had given it. That's a that mamash like the person had given it, and therefore you would have the, it would be nafkamina. Actually, you had to understand this lamdos, because they would say that nusach hakedushin would be haret mekudeshet li b'mane zesh nasan l'chaploni. That's how you're going to be miskadeshes. However, the Rambam he disagrees, and the Rambam holds that the nusach of kedushin should be haret mekudeshet li b'hana zu haba l'cha biglali. That is how you should say it. So the Rambam understanding that the hana, that which is accepting the mamon and getting the money from this person, that's exactly how it would work, and therefore, again, it would chapa nafkamina in the nusach that you would say to the woman. So now, the Gemara continues. So then, if the woman says to the person, "Tain mani l'ploni v'kadesh ani lo," so give money to this person, to the person who's giving the money, and I'm going to be miskadeshes to that person. Mekudeshes b'din shneim. We could be mitzarif. This is a very fascinating halacha. We're like using a tzara shave to these two halachas, which are in general aren't like a limud from a pasuk, but just, I guess, a comparison in terms of the mechanisms that are being used. But that's how we're learning this halacha as well. So how does this work? Alright, when it comes to a guarantor, that even though, as we mentioned before, that's how we compared the first case, is that even though he's not getting any, and he's just agreeing to pay back the sum in event that is defaulted by the borrower. So here, so he's not getting any mamon. So to over here, this woman, even though she has no hana from this mamon that she's getting, still she has the ability to accept upon herself as if she is nikne, she is being ki'ilu, the kinyan, the acquisition is still able to be chal. So the Gemara says, mi dami, but really, are these really comparable? Is this really comparable to the din of Arev? This is how we're going to have to bring in Av Kanani. That's how they're setting it up. That Arev, hai, deka kanale, ka chaser mamona. That person who's being, at least being kone, the woman, that she is still, he's being the one who's being kone the mamon, that the Arev is a schayev to that, the Malve is still, in fact, losing money on this transaction because he's still losing, he's still giving over money. So it makes sense to understand that he is going to be, the Kiddushin would be Chal. However, in our case of the Kiddushin, Hai Gavra, this person that the woman is marrying, Kakanala Ha'aitisa, he's getting the woman, Veloka Chasu Amine, now he's not paying anything. He is actually, in fact, gaining the money. So how, you can't work me Din Arev. It's not fundamentally different than the Din of Arev. There's nothing, he stands nothing to lose. He's just gaining. He's only gaining over here. So the Gemara says, now we can bring in Eved Kanani Ochiach. We can bring in the case of Eved Kanani that the Loka Chaser Mamona, he's not losing any money, yet he is able to acquire himself through the fact that he's going free through the money that someone else had given him. So we learn out from that. But the Gemara says also, we could ask a Pircha, we could ask a Kasha on this. Midami, is this also similar to the case of Eved Kanani? We have the case of Hasam. In the case of Eved Kanani, Hach the Makne Kakane. That person that's Makne the Eved, the Adon, is Koda the Kesef from the Poda, and that Kesef is Meshachra the Eved. However, over here, Hacha, when it comes to our case of Kiddushin, Hai Itasa Kamakne Nashe. This woman is Makne herself to the Mekadesh, V'lo Kakane V'lomide, and she has not been given anything on her behalf in terms of the money. She's not getting anything, so you can't learn it. So therefore, the Gemara goes back to say, Arev Yochiach, let's go back to the case of Arev, where an Arev himself is not Zochen any Mamon, yet there's a Chal Chiyav. You're creating a Hischaivus, you're creating an amount that he theoretically should have to pay. He is accepting upon himself to pay in the event of a default of the loan. So to over here, we can learn the two dinim, we can compare the two. That even though you don't have any hanas of the hana, you don't have any benefit of the mamon, so you're going to be midin arev. And even though arev something else is being given over through that third party, that could be midin eved kanani. That even though you aren't the one giving anything, that is allowed to be learned. So we learn that this is how Rava learns that this actually is going to be learned, these two dinim. Okay, now the Gemara says by Rava, what if you say the following: Heilach money vekadesh ani lach mahu, that the woman who gives the money to a person and says to him that accept this money that I'm giving you, and I'm going to be miskadeshes to you, I'm going to be married to you, that if he's mekabel this kesef, is there a reason to assume that it would work? So the Gemara says, Amar Marzer, Shemesh Minder, Papa Mekudeshes, it does in fact work. So we learn, the Kedushin has to be done through the Ish to the Isha. The Gemara is saying that here, it works, which is very difficult. What does that mean? How does that work? Amar Le, according to what you're saying, that the Isha could be nicknamed in this manner, so what comes out is that Nechasim sheyesh lemecharis, the property that has lien to it. Whenever you talk about, I don't use the word property. Whenever you use the word nechasim, it's just literally valuables that have lien on it. And we always assume that that is synonymous with property, because there's always a lien on property as opposed to metaltalin, which cannot create a lien on it because it's omen viyotze. It could be, you know, your phone, you don't know where it goes. You can always hide it. No one ever knows where it goes. How can you make a lien on it? Theoretically, something that's chashiv, that's a whole other halacha putki, you can make theoretically. But ba'etzem, whenever the Gemara refers to nechasim sheyesh lemachrayas, things that with a lien on it, it's almost always referring to property. So here also, it's referring to that according to your what you're telling me, that means that over here, this case, the property can be bought with nechasim she'en l'machrayos, with movable property. When nechasim, that which doesn't have a lien, is always referring to movable property, like we just said, like a phone or some other valuable jewelry, whatever it might be. That is always called nechasim she'en l'machrayos. So that, according to what you're saying, basically nechasim she'yesh l'machrayos can be nicknamed with nechasim that do not have achrayos. That's what you want to tie in over here. That's what the Gemara is saying. So that would be that you could be kona karka in this manner. So how is that? Because that the metaltalin are generally considered something with that which is movable, which is considered usually secondary in nature to the property which you're buying. And we see the halacha we're about to quote in a second, that doesn't work. We don't learn that halacha. We say the opposite. We say that generally property, which is more chashuv, it's obviously something which is, you know, it's harder to retain, it's more expensive. So if you're buying property, then mimela, I'm allowed to be kone your phone with it also. I could be kone through that kinyan. That we're about to see in a moment. But not the other way around. I can't buy your phone, and then agav that, I'm going to buy your property. It doesn't work. And here you're saying the similar halacha by the case of the woman. Because when it comes to the woman over here, that the maisa kinyan is working through the isha, and you're also, through the mashichas amane, you're being requiring the woman as well. So, and we see that Rashi learns that, where do we learn this out from? That a person is hukash lekarka. We have a halacha that compares a person to a field. So therefore, if we learn that hekesh, so then how could we be that the woman should be kona with this money when it really should have been the other way around? So that's the problem of the kinyan agav. We see that it only works from property to movable things, and here it's the opposite thing that's happening over here. So the Gemara says, "Vanu nipchatna nechasim she'en l'machrayos," meaning movable property. "Nikna mechasim she'yesh l'machrayos because of b'shtar v'chazaka." We see the exact opposite. Through money, through document, and through chazaka, living on the field for a few years, you could be kona in the karka, and also you could be kona on the property, the movable property. Also, that if I give that money, I could also be mela be kona the phone or whatever item I want to give you also. So you say and you give it to the kona, all those things would be nicknames there. So we see that the metaltalin is tafel to the karka and can be kona agav the kinyan karka and not the opposite. So we see over here that the person, how could it be that the man is moshech the money and he's zocha the isha, which Rashi pointed out the way that it's done. It's a kasha that we shouldn't ask, but we'll just go with Rashi that. If Adam is hukash lekarka, then how could it be kona the woman through the money when it should have been the other way around? So the Gemara says that the ish is moshech the money, and that agav that is also zoche agav the isha. So the Gemara says amr le mitzvah to amr le agav. Did I tell you that this is working through the mechanism of the meshicha of the money of the drawing in of the money, and that is how the kiddushin is chal? No. And it has nothing to do with that. That's actually not at all what I'm saying. I'm talking about like a billionaire, like Bill Gates, right? So if the fact that he is so wealthy and he's willing to accept my gift, everyone's going to say, wow, look, you bought him that item and he accepted it from you, you know, like, gave him $10, but he doesn't need your money. It looks like he's taking charity. The fact that he accepted your money, that itself is considered a chashuv azach. That's considered a very chashuv thing. And therefore, that itself is something which is going to be kone it's as if she's nene shaver pruta by giving him the money. It's like the opposite. It's like you have the schus to give me money. It's fascinating thing. Tevahi adna to kamekala matana minay. From that aspect of the benefit that she has, that she will have in the fact that this chashuv person gave him money, gamra makne lenafshe, she is going to agree to be miskadeshes to this person. Even though she never really got anything, it's a fascinating thing, we see that this is similar to the Hanas Milva that we had, that also is going to be miskadeshes. So we see that giving a matana chashuv to a person is considered is considered like a chashuv idea, and therefore it's chal. So the Gemara says, "Vaitar itmar nami mishmei de Rava." We see a similar halacha b'shem Rava. V'chein li'ni mamona. So all these halachas that we said by kedushin, arev, eved k'nayni, also work for dinei mamonos. Meaning, if a person says to his friend, "Give a money for ploni, and then my field will be sold to you," so then the kinyan is chal midin arev. That would work. And if similarly, if you say to your friend, "Go give this money, and my field should be sold to Reuven, not to you," so that person, Reuven, is going to be kohen of the Sodom, midin ever kanani. And the third halacha, if you say ten money to Ploni, to Reuven, and then my field is going to be sold to you, so then also so that person is going to be kohen of the Sodom, midin arev and midin the din arev and midin. Eved Knaini. Okay. Utsricha says the Gemara, and I need to teach you all these halacha that it teach the halacha applies both by Kiddushin and by Mammon. Why? Because the Ishman in Kiddushin, if you learn this halacha by Kiddushin, I would have thought, Mishum, the Ha'itas of Nichala Becholdu, a woman, she always wants to get married. We're about to see. That's a chazaka. There's a halacha gnaf kaminas to this chazaka. The Kedir Shlakish, as Rishlakish, a darshan once, Damar Shlakish, Tov lemeitav tam dum leitav armalu. It's a famous statement of Shlakish that it's better to be guf shnaim, is lashon of tandu, to be two people, meaning to be me and my husband, to be than to be an almana, meaning to be alone without any husband, meaning that it's better to be with anybody than to not be married at all. So therefore, I would have thought that these are all chal for kedushin, because the woman b'etzem really wants to get married, right? Yoser me yishro tzel kadosh, yishro tzel kadosh, that a woman wants to be married more than the man. Aval mamon, I would have thought when it comes to a case of giving over money, maybe this the halacha doesn't work by these mechanisms of Eved K'nayni and Arev, and therefore you have to teach me the halacha applies by Mammon as well. So then teach me Mammon and I'll say Kal v'chomer for Isha. V'yishmin Mammona, no, that doesn't work either. Because Mishum de Yisya'ev l'mechila, when it comes to Mammon, it could be something which can be, I could be mochel on it. So, since it's something which is subject to the halacha of forgiving the loan, so then, or in forgiving the money, so then, the Kenyan is based on the Gemara's Das, and the Maisa Kenyan is based on the Gemara's Das. But maybe at the end of the day, I can just be mochel whatever ischaivus I have for whatever amount I have to pay you. Aval, when it comes to Kiddushin, that it's talking about Isser Veheter. And so then I would have thought, imalo, that I would have said that maybe that's not considered a real Nesina, because that's, there's a Mechila maybe is not the idea of a real giving over of money. So I'll teach you, though, the Chiddush is over here. It really was like she actually, in fact, received money. Tzricha, therefore, it's actually mamish, like she got money, and therefore it is considered a valid kinyan, and it's a valid acquisition. Now, Rav Katina Marava is Kachel Lechatzi, marry half of me. Halacha is Mekudeshes. So, Chatziach Mekudeshes, however, she says, half of you is married to me, in a Mekudeshes. That doesn't work. So, what's the difference, says Abaye? Amarle Abaye, Lerava, what's the difference between the two? Chatziach Mekudeshes, Lee, in a Mekudeshes. That case, you're telling me, it doesn't work. Why? Because you're saying that that's not a full kiddushin. So you say isha marachmana because the Torah says that you have to be kaddish ki kach ish isha. Isha says alochatz isha that you have to marry. You can't marry half of her, so you can't have half of her married to you. So then, therefore, hachanami. So then, the same case also isha marachmana alochatz isha. Then it shouldn't be half of him. They have fully been invested in this marriage. Amr le alchi ashta. Can you really compare the two cases, the 2 points? Hasam itas alabetre lochaza. A woman can never be married to two people. And therefore, it's never chal. El agavra, when it comes to a man, milo chaz lebeitrei, he can marry as many women as he wants. Right? Like we have obviously Takanos Rabbeinu Gershom, which was after that. That is only usher after based on Takanos Rabbeinu Gershom. But the Medina of the Gemara and Medina of the Didn Rabbanon even, there was no iser to marry multiple women. So he can marry multiple women. V'hachi gamar la, so this is what he's saying when he says to marry half of me. That if I want to marry somebody else, then I can. Which the Ritva says that it means even if I'm not able to fully support you, Pasha, that he could always marry someone else. That's what clearly what he always can do that. No, it means that even if he thinks that he doesn't have enough money to fully support her, he can make that condition and she can accept that as well. So why don't we just assume the second case where Rava says it's invalid, why don't we just assume that it's like it's valid because you can't be Makadish half and therefore it should be like you can Makadish the whole thing. And where do we have a precedent like this? Milo Tanya, I think it should be Tanan, right? Milo, maybe not. I thought it was Mishnah. Anyway, we say in the Braisa, Omer, Ragla Shel Zu Oila. If a person says that this leg of an animal is an Ola, Tekula Ola, the halacha is the whole, he can't just be Mekadosh the leg, so the whole animal becomes Kadosh, becomes Hektish. Avila Mandamar in Kula Ola, according to, there's a Mandamar, there's an opinion that says, That's not the case. But that's only when you have something, you're makdish something which is literally the neshama is not tolerated by, meaning that it's part of the person, the animal rather, part of the animal which is not able to live without it. If it's like a heart or a liver or something which the animal needs, havek kula. Everybody, then he would agree also that it's all an ola. So here also, the chatzi definitely has parts of his body that is going to be the lifeblood of this person, and therefore it should be a valid kedushin as if he in his entire being is miskadeshes to her. So the Gemara says midami. So is really, are they similar? Hasam behema. There we're talking about a behema, and therefore it's not shayach to me only giving part of the behema. Hacha das acheris. Here we're talking about the das of the isha. That you need the kiddush to be chal for the das of the isha, and she needs to be maskim to be miskadeshes in the full manner. And if she heard of this idea of only miskadeshes of chatzin, and that's what she said yes to, maybe that actually is not going to be valid. The kiddush is not going to be chal in such an instance, and therefore you can't compare the two cases. Rather, it's more similar to the following case. To Amar Rebbe Yochanan, behema shel shnei shutfin. If you have two partners, and one that was makdish the part that shayach to him, v'chazer lacha, then he went and bought from the second shutaf, the second half of it, of the behema, v'hikdisha, and he was makadish it also. So the halacha is kadosha, that it's the whole animal's kadosh. V'ina kriva, you're not allowed to be makriv in the mizbeach. Why? Because you're makriv only chetz in the beginning, so then it was dachar for the mizbeach. It's a lot of concept of dichoy, that it's going to, that once it wasn't able to be brought at that point, then you're not able to be makdish it at a later point. So the halacha, then what should you do? The behema has to be sold, the animal has to be sold, and then the makdish, the one who is makdish it, has to buy with that the money, another animal makriv that as whatever animal, as an ola, whatever thing he said he's going to be bringing. But osa tmura, however, if the bailim, if the people who owned it, they do tmura, meaning they say that they, oh, I want to take, instead of this animal, I'm going to take the other animal. Utmura sagyotza, but the lach would be whatever, the tmura is going to have the same status as the first animal as well. And in this case over here, we would say it's not going to be royal korban, but still it's able to be created the iser deraisa of tmura. So the Gemara now says shmami natflas. We learn three things from the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. We learn now, turning on to the next time. But now shmami na balei chayim nidachim. The halacha is that balei chayim can have dichoy from the mizbeach, that if they were at one point not able to be brought on the mizbeach, so then, and they become kosher at a later point, then the halacha is that it's dechuyah la'olam, and it's always usher for you to be makiv it on the mizbeach. So that is the one shita that we learn from Rabbi Yochanan. Shmamina dichoy miikara avidicha, that we learn that the chisaron, that it was already at the very beginning of your hekdesh. Maybe I would have thought that the hekdesh never really was chal fully, and therefore I should say over here that it's going to be something which is going to not be subject to dichoy. So we say that no, that's not the case over here. It actually is in fact chal. And similarly, we also learn a third halacha that there is dichoy in the in also something which is subject to money. That it never is able to be chal because only a monetary value which you have to pay. This behema really is only the chetz is really only shayach to the money. So you always have to sell it the moment that you did that. And it's not really kedushas aguf. It's really kedushas damim. There's two aspects to kachim. There's always kedushas damim, kedushas aguf, the animal itself, or that it's kadosh for the amount of the value of the animal. Here it's kedushas damim. So if it's kedushas damim of Rabbi Yochanan, so now that when you're makdish the second half of it, really you had shtikl kedushas aguf when you were makdish the first, but then when you added it, you only made it kedushas damim, and that second half of the kedushas damim is the chiddush over there is that it is also subject to lachas of dichoy as well. So now the Gemara is by Rava. Another question: chatzich. If he says chatzich bechatzich pruta, bechatzich bechatzich pruta, mau, is that going to be subject to the lacha of that she's married or not? If she's half either this, half her pruta, this half the other pruta. So what's the topic? Kevadam lachatzich pruta paska. So he's mechalik the kedushin into two different aspects, and therefore it wouldn't work. However, Dilma. Oh, Dilma, Mona Volechu, he's just saying, no, I'm just like counting. And I'm saying half of you, half of that, and this is one pruta. And therefore, everybody knows you can't be Makadish a woman with Pacham Shabbat pruta. That's like the Aleph phase. So therefore, it should be Chal. So now the Gemara is though, Imtim to Lomar, Mona Volechu, it really is Mikudeshes. So then what about a further question? Chatzich per pruta. If he says half of you with one pruta, the Chatzich per pruta with another pruta, Mahu. So is that also going to be valid? Kevan d'amar laber pruta pruta, since he says a pruta and a pruta, so then paskal milta, he's mechalik it to do different statements, and therefore the kedushin would not be chal, because he's saying half of this pruta, you can't make kadosh half of her, and it's not working. Odilma kol biyomei monev alech, or maybe it's just like he's counting, and therefore it's a, even if it's done later in the day, as long as he had in mind to do it, then he wanted to make kadosh her. Im tizlamar kol biyomei monev alech, it's going to be valid. What about the following question? Half of you is knuyali with the pruta today, and half of you is knuyali pruta for the next day. Ma, what's the halacha over there? Since he says the next day it's going to be paska, odilma, we can say halchik amarla. This is what he's saying to her: kedushin maskulim ina amegmar lanimur al machar. That I want to start the process of kedushin today, and I want to finish it tomorrow, and that should also be valid. So, final question: shnei chatzayich. What about two halves of you is bruta? Mal. So the what's lacha halcha vaday v'chad zimna kamarla. He's clearly saying that the two chatzayim, the two halves, should be at one moment, and therefore it's like a ma'isa kedushin, it should be chal. Al dilma in ish miskadesh lachatzayim klal. Or maybe we could say that a woman is never able to be given over in two stages, and therefore that's like it's like similar to that case, and therefore it's not a valid kedushin, which we would say teku. So that's we have the chatzib chruta and chatzib chruta lamachar. That is going to be the teku. When it comes to the first two questions of Rava, of Chatzich b'chatzich pruta and Chatzich b'chatzich pruta, so that is actually Machlokas Rishonim, if it was valid or not. The owner understand, whenever you have an Imtim Telomar with a Masorah, whenever you say the Lashon of Imtim Telomar, so then the Gemara was actually being Machriya like that. So like, meaning, we definitely assume like that. Halacha. What about the next question once you assume like that? So that means that the Gemara was actually accepting that Halacha. So that's, if you go like that understanding, so then we would have an answer to that question in the Gemara. Fine. Now the Gemara says, so if someone says to his friend, your two daughters are giving mekadeshes to my two sons with this one pruta. So he was obviously, how do you have this case? What do you mean? How is the father able to be mekadesh his children? So Rashi understands that the two children were over the age of bar mitzvah, and they appointed the father to be the shaliach. So obviously, right, and a katan can't do that, and it doesn't work to be mekadeshim. So therefore, and maybe the two daughters were ketanim, and the av is able to be mezvake, right, to be to ketanim, be daraisa even. So that's the case over here. So the Gemara says, Ma, what's the halacha of your basar, no sin in mekabel azinan? Do we go after the two fathers, and therefore there is a shavet pruta between the transaction that happened between two fathers? So Dilma, basar diduazin, maybe we should go after the girls, and the girls are not getting a shavet pruta valeka, to which the Gemara leaves us also as a teku, that we're not sure exactly if this is valid or not. Says the Gemara, Vayter Vayra Papa, Bitcha, Bitcha, Parascha Bepruta. What happens if a person says to his friend, your daughter is going to be miskadeshesli, and your para also knuli with this amount of a pruta? Mau. Mi amrinen Bitcha bechatzi pruta, Parascha bechatzi pruta, and therefore it's not going to be valid because it's split up into two statements. Oh, Dilma bitcha bepruta parascha b'mashicha. Maybe meant bitcha is a pruta, and the para is going to be done through mashicha, the normal way that you were kone an animal, doing mashicha by drawing it into your possession, and therefore the kedushin should in fact be chal. Again, take it. We're not sure. By Ravashi bitcha v'karkascha bepruta ma'u. So it's similar lacha bitcha bechati pruta karkascha bechati pruta, and therefore it's not valid. Odilma bitcha bepruta v'karkascha should be done through a normal kinyan. How do you normally do a kinyan of karka? Generally, it's done through chazaka. Chazaka means that you, right, in all gadol parah, it's like you lock it up. You do a maisa that shows that you're the bialim. That's how you do kinyan chazaka, and that's what you meant to do at a later point. So this also is a teiku. Fine. Now the Gemara continues. Oh, garva da akdish bishirai. There was a person who was mekadesh a woman with a, I think it's silk type of garment. So then Rabba Amar Lotri Chashuma. The Rabba says that you don't need to be marich how much the actual value of the clothing is, because she's mekabel the kedushin. Rav Yosef said Tzri Chashuma. You know, you need to evaluate how much it's worth, and you need to evaluate in order she knows what she's getting in order to get married. Idamar La Bekoldu. So whatever they're worth, he says to her, whatever these values are worth, I won't even kaddish me to that. So the Gemara says, Kule alma lo pligid lo tzri chashuma. Everybody agrees that you wouldn't need an evaluation in that case, because she agreed to accept whatever amount they were worth. Ida amar la chamshin, if he told her that they're worth 50, right, 50 zuz, and they weren't, the lo shavu lo chamshin, they weren't worth 50 zuz, then it's pashut that is a mekachtos, halo shavu, and therefore the kinin is not chal. And right, the acquisition doesn't take effect. Kipligi, one is the machlokas, the amar bechamshin, b'shavu chamshin. They actually were, in fact, worth 50. So he didn't bring them before expert judges, but the regular common folk, they asked him, how much would you pay for such a thing? And they agreed to pay 50. So that's not a real, right? It wasn't done by experts to actually evaluate this item, but that was a word on the street that it was worth that. Rabbi Amar lo tzricha shuma, but that's fine. Shava kamshin, take the word on the street. However, Rav Yosef said, tzricha shuma, why do kemet itzla bekeba shuma? She doesn't know exactly if they're really worth 50. Lo sam kadaita, she really isn't somech das unless she actually fully hears that there is a expert judgment on it, that it really was worth the 50 that the husband had said. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up with the Ikar De'Amrei. Be'ez Hashem will pick up with that. We'll pick up with that. Wait, this is one actually too much point. Let's just finish this point. Ikar De'Amrei, B'chol Du, Nami Pligi. They also disagree with that, and that was that's they disagree with that Machlokas as well. Okay, now I'll pick up with Rav Yosef, Be'ez Hashem, and tomorrow's stuff.